This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine captured the center of the railway hub town of Lyman and encircled most of another city, Ukrainian officials said Friday, as Kyiv's forces fell back in the face of Moscow's biggest advance for weeks. Ukraine said its forces still held new defensive lines in the eastern Donbas region, despite apparent Russian advances on two major fronts there that showed how momentum has shifted in recent days. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry has warned of existing threats of Russian missile strikes from Belarusian territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministry's Alexander Motsuzianik says the short-range ballistic missile system Iskander-M has been moved to areas in Belarus bordering Ukraine, adding that, according to Ukrainian intelligence, Russia's preparing up to 1,500 reservists who could be involved in fighting 3 weeks after completing their training. Motuzianik says Ukrainian forces are countering Russian attempts to push them out from northwestern and southeastern parts of Lyman in Donetsk. I'm Charles de Ledesma. The ministry's Alexander Motuzianik says the short-range ballistic missile.
At least a dozen journalists have been detained in a wave of arrests in Ethiopia, according to media workers and a rights group said Friday, in a crackdown that has sparked international concern. The arrest took place in the Amhara region. More than 4,000 people were reported to have been detained. VOA News. 3 days after the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, former President Donald Trump is headlining the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Houston. AP's Jennifer King has more.
It's a Memorial Weekend event billed as a Texas-sized celebration of freedom, firearms, and the NRA with 14 acres of guns and gear. Leaders say attendees will reflect on the school shooting and pledge to redouble their commitment to making schools secure. Texas Senator Ted Cruz and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem are expected to speak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was slated to attend, will instead address the convention by pre-recorded video. Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor, says he'll be attending protests outside the convention center. Some speakers and performers have dropped out. Texas Senator John Cornyn and Congressman Dan Crenshaw are no longer attending, and country singer Larry Gatlin said he's come to believe background checks would be a step in the right direction. NRA member Gary Francis traveled from Wisconsin to attend the meeting. He said he opposes any gun control regulations in response to the shooting. What happened there is obviously tragic, he says. The people who come here had nothing to do with it. I'm Jennifer King.
The mother of a teenage gunman who shot and killed 21 people at a Texas elementary school is apologizing on behalf of her son and begging victims to forgive her. Adriana Martinez-Reyes said in her first public comments since Tuesday's shooting that she did not know what her son was thinking when he attacked the school. She said, "Forgive me, forgive my son." She added he had his reasons. 8-year-old Salvador Ramos legally purchased 2 guns in the days before the attack at Robb Elementary School. On Tuesday, he allegedly shot his grandmother, who survived, before killing 19 students and 2 teachers at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Western governments are demanding that the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, receive full access to sites and individuals in China's western Xinjiang region following this week's release of highly detailed reports of rights violations. State Department spokesman Ned Price described the photos and other evidence published by an international joint media group as jarring. Speaking at a regular briefing, he said the new reports buttressed previous evidence of abuses in the region seen in satellite imagery and gathered via witness testimony from survivors, escapees of the internment and forced labor camps. He said the U.S. will work with allies to promote accountability for those responsible for these atrocities. A news consortium this week released the so-called Xinjiang police files, a cache of data hacked from police computer servers in the region and provided to the BBC and global media outlets. The files contain over 5,000 photos and documents. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.